Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend these next few minutes together as we share the subject of understanding what the will of the Lord is. And I'll begin by sharing that passage found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 17. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise God. And then in verses 8 and 10, let me read that. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. And then, as the last several days we were looking at passages in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, that verse 18 says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And in Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 35, the word tells us, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And this is a reference. Jesus was speaking about servants who were waiting for the Lord. And there's also a reference in the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. Remember, the wise virgins kept their lamps trimmed, and the foolish ones were out of oil. They didn't have the oil of the Spirit, and their end was, you know, they would not receive the oil that the wise virgins had, because they had a responsibility. So the Lord is sharing with us in these passages, we are to be always ready. We're always to work with an understanding from Scripture what the will of the Lord is. 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2 says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. So, what is the will of God? Well, as I've been sharing these last few days, it is to be filled with the Spirit. Those verses in the 5th chapter of Ephesians are very clear about that. Be filled with the Spirit, understanding what the will of the Lord is. We are to walk as children of light. And that light of the Lord consists of all goodness, all righteousness, and truth. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, I'm going to read verses 19 through 23. These are the words of Jesus. And he says, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits shall ye know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You see, it's not just what a person says, and that's true even in our personal relationships. It's not what someone may tell you, but it's what they do. Their actions speak the true and real motivation of their heart. People can be deceptive. They can say things that they want, that you want to hear, but the real bottom line is what they do. And it's the same truth with the Lord. It's not what someone says, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I love the Lord. But are you making, with the help of the Holy Spirit, His help, His strength, are you doing the very best you can to bring pleasure to the Lord, to walk in obedience to His word? Verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, and these are some, as far as I'm concerned, but the most fearful passages in the Word of God. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So again, it's not just the outward manifestation, it's just what they say, but or anyone says, it's what where the heart is at and the fruit of that righteous stand for God. It'll be evidenced that we will walk in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. There's an economy that the world knows not of, and I'd like to turn to Isaiah 55, where the prophet says, and that's verses 1 and 2, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. There's an invitation there, beloved. And he that hath no money, come ye and buy. It doesn't matter what your literal physical resources are. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. God wants the very best for us. When the angel sounds, the seventh angel sounds the trump in the book of Revelation 11:15, the word says, the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God. The rule, the dominion of the world, beloved, at that point will have passed into the possession of King Jesus. Time will cease as we know it today. In Revelation 10:5-6, it says, the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things therein are, and the earth and the things therein are, that there should be time no longer. Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah in chapter 40 says in that verse 1, comfort ye my people, saith your God, speak comfortably to Jerusalem, cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. We're called to do that regarding the return of the Lord Jesus, sort of the ministry of John the Baptist, if you will. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Praise God. Beloved, we have a twofold challenge as God's people. We're to prepare the way of the Lord in two realms. First of all, within our own individual heart and spirit, within our own lives, we are to do the things that are pleasing to Him. We're to understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture is filled with how He, it's our guidebook, if you will, of how we should live. And then when we are filled with that word, we're filled with His Spirit, then He wants us, if you will, to create it outside of ourselves. And that is done by our testimony, the testimony of our lives, the examples we show to others in day-to-day life, as well as the verbal testimony of what God has done for us. And so we have a responsibility, beloved. We have to, first of all, get our personal house in order, Hebrews 2 and 1 says, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And that's why, beloved, that we constantly, it's important to hear the word, not just in our daily reading personally, but hear the word of God in services, in preaching, on media. We need to, because we forget. We're human beings. We see that in the Old Testament, God's people were continually be reminded of things they already knew that had been given to them in the Mosaic Law. But we need to have the constant refreshing and washing of the word, if you will, so that we can get our house in order. Colossians 3, 8 through 10. Let me read that. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds. And what have we done? When we got saved, we put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Verse 11 says, wherefore there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Praise God. So, let me share a final scripture. 1 Corinthians 4, 5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. So we'll continue with this message tomorrow, and I pray that you're able to join me. If for any reason you're not, feel free to go to our website, and you can click on the broadcast, and they are there archived for your listening convenience. But as always, before I bring the broadcast to a close, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Many don't really have anyone they can confide in. They don't have a prayer partner. And beloved, the importance of agreeing prayer as a young child in Christ, as a young new born-again believer, I knew the importance of agreeing prayer that was stressed and built into my early Christian foundation. And so it's never passed away. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. Know that I pray for you every day, my partners and my radio family. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.